On the 18th of July in 1830, a young French novice by the name of Catherine Laboureil went to the convent chapel where she was privileged to experience an apparition of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Catherine later said, "There a period of time passed, the sweetest of my life. It would be impossible for me to say what I experienced. The Blessed Virgin told me how I should behave toward my spiritual director and also several other things." And then a month later, or a second apparition happened in November of that same year. And this time the Blessed Mother was standing on a globe with her feet crushing a serpent. Rays of light were flowing from her hands. An oval formed around the apparition, and Catherine read the words inscribed in the oval, which said, "O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to you." She then heard a voice saying, "Have a medal made according to this model. For those who wear it with confidence, there will be abundant graces." Finally, the image turned and Catherine saw the reverse side of the medal, the letter M surrounded with a little cross and two hearts, one crowned with thorns and one pierced with a sword located below. A third and final apparition happened in December, during which Catherine was sad to hear Our Lady tell her, "You will not see me any longer." Catherine's task had been communicated to her, and she was to convince the spiritual director of her community, the Daughters of Charity, that a medal must be created according to the instructions of the Blessed Virgin Mary. After years of trying to persuade him and others, the medal was finally created according to the design which you are holding into your hands, and which is why I wanted you to have it before we went through the description. You'll notice on the front of the miraculous medal, Mary is standing on a globe representing the earth with a crushed snake under her feet. This image represents Mary's role as queen of heaven and earth. The snake represents Satan, who was defeated by Mary's obedience to God. The rays coming from her hands symbolize the graces Mary gives to those who ask her. The year 1830 commemorates the year that the Blessed Mother appeared to St. Catherine Laboureil. If you can't see any of these on your medal, you're in good company, because my eyes are terrible and I struggle to, but trust me, they are there. On the reverse side of the miraculous medal is a cross with the letter M. The cross represents Christ's sacrifice for our salvation, while the bar under the cross stands for the earth. The M represents Mary and her true devotion both to Jesus and to her children on earth. The two hearts are the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And the entire image is surrounded by 12 stars. The stars can represent both the 12 apostles and also the verse from the book of Revelation, in which we read, "A great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars." I myself began wearing the miraculous medal on a regular basis in August of 2015. I'd just been diagnosed with cancer, and I called Bishop Daly to share with him the news, and as God's providence would have it, he was on a pilgrimage to the grotto in Lourdes, and I shared with him the news, and he told me that he was going to go down right away to the grotto to offer Mass for me. And then when he returned to Spokane, he blessed and gave to me this miraculous medal, which I wear around my neck and which he obtained when he was over on pilgrimage. Mary promised special graces for all those who wear the miraculous medal. I take it off at night and put it on the nightstand next to me. And then in the morning, before I put it back on, I always take a moment to kiss it out of devotion. Now, it's important to note that this is not some kind of a magic charm or a good luck trinket, huh? This medal is simply a visible sign of the inner devotion the wearer has for Mary and her son Jesus. I feel that closeness each morning when I kiss the medal, that closeness to Mary and to Jesus. This medal reflects a relationship of protection and love and a desire to draw even closer to Jesus and his Blessed Mother. When I read the Gospel for this Sunday, it occurred to me that there was a connection that could be made between the miraculous medal and the catch of fish that we hear about in the Gospel. The apostles are reluctantly lower their nets, as Jesus tells them to do. They don't believe they're going to catch anything. And they are rewarded with a huge amount of fish bursting the nets. And they are astonished. And Jesus says to Peter, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." Well, when I read that line, it occurred to me that a miraculous medal looks a little bit like a fishing lure used to catch fish. And it seems to me that this little medal could be seen as a spiritual fishing lure used to catch us and pull us in even closer to Mary and to her divine Son, Jesus Christ. And perhaps when others notice the miraculous medal around our necks, perhaps they too might be attracted, lured to the devotion and caught up in the love and the power of Mary and Jesus. In any event, this medal that I wear around my neck means a lot to me, personally and spiritually. I treasure it. And I encourage you to wear the miraculous medal as well, so as to experience the special graces that come from this devotion. To sum all of this up with a simple phrase, to all of you, happy fishing.